Hello, and welcome to Strategy Made Simple. This week, we're talking about personal transformation through the written word. My guest today is...
I'm Joanne Klassen, founder of Heartspace Writing School, home of transformative life writing.
Now, before we get into the interview, Strategy Made Simple is more than just a podcast. There's also a blog on my website. If you want to follow along, you can sign up for the newsletter at matthewdick.ca and find the newsletter subscription box at the bottom of the page. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, you can contact me by email at matthew@matthewdick.ca or contact me on Twitter at matthewdick_ca. Now, back to Joanne, who is explaining the transformative life writing process.
It's a way of expressing ourselves for ourselves as opposed to for an audience. It's a way of writing for an audience of one. And one of the first things that we're taught, usually in writing, is to consider the audience. What's the purpose? And in transformative life writing, we're literally writing to transform our own lives one thought, one word, one expression at a time. If you write enough, you have something that you can either contribute to a publication or your own publication. So that's one of the outcomes of the writing. Even though it's written just for you, and we say just 5 minutes at a time, even a 400-page book was written just 5 minutes at a time, and so we make it bite-size. And once you realize that you can give birth to a story that delights you in 5 minutes, and that's our guarantee, we will help you write stories that delight you in just 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Your chances of those stories delighting somebody else go up exponentially than when you're writing for an audience that you're hoping to please. So at least you have one delighted person right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And we do write in 5 minute increments. And there's a really good reason for that, is that most of us have a pretty healthy inner critic that will say, what are you doing? Oh, no, we've got to stop him. We've got to stop her. She's going to embarrass us, whatever it might be. The inner critic usually is not activated in the first 5 minutes. In the first 5 minutes, you fly under the radar of your own criticism. And you, always just writing for 5 minutes. Well, so we set a timer for 5 minutes and write just 5 minutes at a time. Stop, maybe kick it back for another 5 minutes. And that might turn into 4 or 5 hours. But it also helps to eliminate one of the big reasons why people want to write, intend to write, and don't write is, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. And if we can say, you can write anything you want, just 5 minutes at a time, it's almost impossible to imagine that you couldn't squeeze 5 minutes in. If you can brush your teeth, if you can make your bed, you can find 5 minutes for your writing.
How did you develop that process of just 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. Tell me about the process you took to develop that into a workshop format.
Well, I'd been doing workshops for about 25 years before I started Heartspace Writing School 20 years ago. So in 2018, in spring, it will be 20 years that Heartspace Writing School has been going. And so I had some favorite things, but the just 5 minutes, I will give credit where credit is due. I had a really good friend. Her name is Myra Lofchick. She and I walked together through the neighborhood in River Heights and solved all our problems as we walked. Husbands, children, mortgages, the world situation, you name it. Mm-hmm. One day I was at her neurologist with her, and he said, your MS has progressed to the point where you can't do weight-bearing exercise anymore. So I thought, well, we can do anything as long as it's not swimming. And of course, swimming was what came to her mind. And she said, could we swim? And we began to swim. Her sister lived in an apartment with a swimming pool, and we'd go there. And the first day, we swam for 10 minutes. She said, that's all I can do. We went over to the edge, and we got out of the pool and went for tea. Worked out fine. The next day, we got in the pool. And I was watching the time, and it hit 10 minutes. And I swam over to the side, and she said, I'm going to try and go just 5 more minutes today. And she did. And some days we couldn't do an extra 5 minutes, but within a month we were swimming 2 miles. If someone had told me, you're going to start swimming and you're going to build up to 2 miles, I didn't even like to put on my swimming suit. And so for me, it was a huge learning. So I learned from May Era the power of just 5 minutes to do anything, even if it's something you're dreading, like your income tax return or whatever it might be. For some people, it's going to the grocery store. If you can say, I'm just going to do this for 5 minutes, I'm going to run into Safeway for 5 minutes, I can do this. So that's one of the, and each of the tools was developed in probably a similar way, that the tools that form the basis of transformative life writing were lessons learned here and there through experiences.
So let's go back, and I want to ask you, why did you say you've been an educator for a while now? Mm-hmm. I think you said 35 years? Mm-hmm. So what got you into that? When did you start teaching?
Well, my first career in my 20s was as a psychotherapist.
Okay.
A counselor. And I specialized in group psychotherapy in the 1970s. And that was very popular at that time. When I moved to Winnipeg and helped to form something called the Center for Human Development, which was a training and counseling organization, there were a lot of requests for training for organizations in areas like communication, team building. Even back then, there was assertiveness to help people to be able to put their ideas forward. So that's when I started to do both counseling and workshops. Mm-hmm. And the workshop area grew over time and became a bit of a specialist in anything related to human behavior and emotions.
Okay.
So if a company was doing a downsizing and needed to announce that 1,500 people are losing their jobs, they would call someone like myself to be there to do workshops to help people through that transition.
Hmm. So for the employees, not for the people making the announcements?
For both.
Okay.
Yes, both ends of that spectrum.
How would that be different?
Well, in terms of how something is planned and the way that the language that we use and the programs that we have in place, that's a management issue. What we do with our lives now that this employment path no longer exists, that's something that has the employee at the center of it. So one would be a strategic organizational strategy. The other would be a personal strategy.
Mm. So how has your psychotherapy background influenced how you do these classes, these workshops with HeartSpace?
Okay. When you were asking me about the mission, the first part of the mission is personal development. So even though it's HeartSpace Writing School, it's really less about the writing than it is about personal transformation, using writing as the vehicle. Okay. What I saw with transformative life writing was people were changing so much faster than with any of the therapeutic tools that I had been trained in, that I stopped doing psychotherapy because writing is a creative act. It has nothing to do with your problems, your concerns, your past history. It is a creative path and it is so joyful. And so even if we're writing about something that was pretty painful at the time, we have something to show for that, that is has a whatever story slant we choose to put on it. So
when did you make that realization that the writing workshops were really what was helping the people?
I think by looking at my own life, that I was always on a path of trying to solve my own problems like most counselors are. I don't know if I should say that, but it's true. And the one thing that made the biggest difference for me was writing. And I often wrote about the same themes, the journal problem. People write in a journal, and you can go back and look at your journals over the last 10 years, and you have the same themes, especially in relationships, that come up over and over again. And transformative writing process, there is within the toolbox something called the transformative process. It came to me in a vision. It changed the way I look at personal change. And that is, there are 5 steps in a process. To name your experience without shame. To claim it without blame. So those are the first 2 steps. And I could get through naming my experience, as most people can in a journal. You're expressing yourself. But to claim your experience without blame, without blaming another person or even yourself, that's a little trickier. So naming, claiming, and in the process of doing that, you need to tame some of your fears, some of your limiting beliefs. And so it's name it, claim it, tame it. And then the big step is to reframe it. Instead of this, what do I want to have moving forward from this point of awareness? What do I want to be different? And that's reframing it. Mm-hmm. And the last is proclaiming it, is to begin to have a vision or a picture of what you want instead so that you're not stuck in the same old pattern, recycling the same things. So those are some of the things that I found made a profound difference in the stories that people are carrying. You don't carry the same old story. And we use the book Tools of Transformation. One of the chapters is called Sob Stories, Same Old Baloney. How do we stop telling our same old baloney stories and find a different slant on our own stories? So,
Is there anything that you feel like has run through your story that you'd like to share?
Mary Oliver, a wonderful Quaker poet, says, instructions for living a life. Pay attention, be astonished, tell about it. And I really love that sentiment. And that's really what we're doing. The heart of transformative life writing is awareness. We say awareness is power. And so we learn lots of ways of being more aware, sort of mindful of what's happening in the present moment with our mind, with our emotions, with our body, with our relationships, and writing about it. So pretty simple process, pretty profound results in some cases.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you very much for talking with me.
It's my pleasure,
great
Matt.
Great to talk.
I love what you're doing, and I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Strategy Made Simple. If you need help telling your organization story, email me, matthew@matthewdick.ca, or find me on Twitter, @matthewdick_CA. And remember, keep it simple.